Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you. And we have something really cool to talk about right now. We have two really cool gentlemen to talk to as well. With the United Way of Greater Lorain County, we have Bill Harper with us and Ryan Aroney. And by now, if you've been paying attention, you know why these two gentlemen are here in studio with us. That's because, well, Bill's got his fishing lure, he's got his fishing line, and he's ready to rock and roll as his retirement was officially announced, even though he's not going to retire for a little while.
That's
the
right.
The official retirement announcement came down the pipe just yesterday. Bill, a pleasure to have you on. Ryan, a pleasure to have you on as well.
Thanks,
How
Andy.
Are you guys?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Well, I almost called Ryan Vanilla Ice. Because
every year,
you know, you guys kill it at that zero proof mix-off. You guys destroy one of the many great things that you guys do. And Ryan, I think, stole the show 2 years ago as he dressed up as Vanilla Ice. And I thought, of all the years, hopefully, that I get a chance to come to these things, I don't know that anybody's ever going to beat that. It's fantastic.
It's hard to imagine that they didn't win an award for that or some recognition. But.
Right. Well, I just appreciate you keeping that in the news because – forever until I no longer am on this earth, I will protest that we didn't win an award for the Vanilla Ice theme. So our friends at Lorain County Public Health, just keep reminding them how awesome we were, and maybe we'll get rewarded for an award.
I think, it'll be like a consolation type of thing, you know. They'll give it to us when we don't deserve it.
Right.
Just to make up.
We'll take it.
Like some referees do that, yeah.
Yeah, a makeup call. It's a makeup call. We
That's
know
right.
about those.
Katie and Kat. Take notice, because we will revisit this come next December. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that.
No doubt.
That's around the time of the year. You will officially be
retired.
I will.
November 27th is the date.
So what does that feel like right now? Because that's still way out in the distant future.
Right.
But, I mean, that's going to get here pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, I've been keeping track, not so much because I can't wait to retire, but there's a lot to do. We certainly are just starting the search for my successor. And, you know, feel a real responsibility to make that transition go smoothly. I've got a great staff. They're going to be very supportive throughout this and a great board as well who will be doing the search.
I want you to tell us your story because, you know, we were talking before we came on the air. We had a great 20-minute conversation, and I figured, you know what, I guess we should probably start to roll here a little
okay.
bit and get going.
Sure,
But that was a lot of fun because I got the opportunity to kind of listen to your story and find out how you got to where you're at. I mean, and we were talking about how you started on the east side, made your way over to Bowling Green.
Right.
You hit several small towns along the way as well.
I did,
so
yeah.
I think your story is pretty awesome. So this is over four decades of work in social work, so
a
very impressive career. So tell us the story.
Well, Andy, as you mentioned, I went off to Bowling Green, and really social work was not on my horizon. My dad was an engineer, you know, kind of science, math, kind of brains, and so I was a chemistry major at Bowling Green for 3 years, and made this mistake of, or no, actually good fortune of volunteering at, believe it or not, a drug abuse hotline called Karma, which was right off of the BG campus there. Later became a hotline called The Link, and I was one of the original Link counselors in 1975. And, you know, it was one of those things where you tried something out and you found out you really loved it. So changed my major to social work graduated in 1976, ended up going off to Lima, worked at a state hospital there, Lima State Hospital, for a few years, went off to graduate school, wound up in Cambridge, Ohio at another state hospital, and then got a random phone call from an executive director of a vocational rehabilitation center in Stryker, Ohio. Probably not too many of your listeners know where that is, but that's in Northwest Ohio. Right in the middle of Defiance, Fulton Henry, and Williams counties.
Yeah, not too far from the Archbold area, right?
Archbold, right. Yeah. Man, my office used to be in Archbold, right by the Fort County Joint Vocational School.
Wow.
Yep. Got that job, and then ended up getting my first executive director job of the Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services Board for Defiance, Fulton Henry, and Williams counties. Wound up down in Warren and Clinton counties in southwest Ohio. So for your listeners, Lebanon, Wilmington area. Spent another good time down there, about 9.5 years. Then got the call to take the job up here in Lorain County for the Board of Mental Health. And that was great because being a northeastern Ohioan, having, you know, felt like I'd been out in the desert for 40 years, Northwest Ohio, I love Northwest Ohio, but it's different. It's very conservative. It's very rural. Southwestern Ohio, also a real nice place to raise a family, good schools, but different. And it came back here and was like, oh, I'm finally back home. You know, you could smell the lake, people, you know, the ethnicity of the people, it all felt very natural. So ended up staying in that job for another 5 years, 4.5 years, and then went to Columbus with Governor Strickland. I got to know him when I was down in the South, and so got a job as the assistant director of the Department of Mental Health. Left that job to take a job in Akron, and then wound up here with the United Way as kind of a second career. But all the time being a social worker and just really enjoying it, enjoying the people, the clients that we served, as well as the people I worked with.
I want to go all the way back to the hotline, because you mentioned that really kind of changed everything
that
for
did.
You. And, you know, as you got to talking about that, I started to think, boy, what was it he experienced with that hotline that really changed his mind? So what exactly was that? When you're doing the hotline thing, what was it that kind of flipped the script for you?
Well, you know, I'm a child of the 60s, so you got to imagine I was a lot of there's this theory that when you're 14, what happens when you're 14 influences a lot your career choice. I was 14 in 1968, so think about Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. and everything that happened in 1968. So I'm sure that influenced me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was, what do I want to do with my time? You know, what do I want to do on earth here? And for me, the ability to have a profession like social work that has a great history and has a great purpose was something that was compelling to me.
Wow. And it all started with the experience on the hotline, man.
On the hotline.
That's still crazy to me. So it was the hotline that just kind of changed everything, which I find very, very fascinating. Again, Bill Harper and Ryan Aroney with United Way of Greater Lorain County joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Bill, of course, retiring November 27th. Now, you said there's no countdown, right?
No. We're just really keeping track so that, you know, the board has plenty of time to recruit the right person, and then we can onboard them appropriately. And at the same time, make sure the operation, you know, doesn't skip a beat. So we're a, you know, small staff, just like you guys here at the radio station, with lots to do, and got a great work ethic going, and we just want to maintain that momentum.
As you look back on nearly a decade here with the United Way, but what are some of the moments that kind of stand out to you? Because, you know, I mean, you're in a field where you help out people, and there are obviously a lot of great moments that come as a result of that.
Right.
Are there some moments that kind of stand out in your time here?
You know, I think that, you know, the first thing that comes to mind would be working with the board on the big change that we made in our business model, where we decided that simply funding individual programs wasn't going to get the job done, that we really needed to involve more of the county, of the organizations in the county to help us out. So we developed this collaborative model based on work that was being done in Cincinnati. And so we went from working with 30 organizations to now over 160. And so that certainly is right at the top. And certainly my board support in you know, allowing us to do that and being involved with it, and then having the opportunity to hire people like Ryan to really, you know, get the job done. That's always going to be it.
Well, Ryan's been pretty quiet since we mentioned him dressing up as Vanilla Ice. We got to work him back into the mix here.
And, that's right.
You know, in the years you've had a chance to work with Bill, you know, what are some things about Bill that really kind of stand out to you?
Yeah, you know, I think I appreciate most about Bill is that he models the way. And, you know, some leaders will ask you to do things that they would never do, or don't work as many hours, or, you know, maybe you can't quite trust exactly what they're intentions are, and that's the exact opposite of Bill. We know Bill, he's reliable, he trusts us, he models the way, and the things that he does, I've never seen any other leader do, from fix plumbing, to shovel the sidewalk, to pick up trash, to doing little odd jobs around the office, to covering shifts for people, to volunteer to do taxes in the evenings and on the weekends. He's on the front line, he just models the way, and I think really kind of permeates through the rest of the staff. That work ethic starts at the top, and the rest of us want to do that as well. And we see how hard he's working, and we want to work that hard as well. And it's a job that a lot of responsibility comes with it. You know, we all really care about the mission and about this community. And by showing that leadership, but also having the sense of humor and the personality that he has, it lightens it up for us. And so we have fun doing this work that's so important, and it doesn't get too stressful. There's obviously some stressful days, but we enjoy each other. We enjoy coming to work. We enjoy doing what we do, and I think that all starts with Bill.
No question about it. Well, you're a jack of all trades. You can't really retire. I have a couple of things you might be able to do at the house if you stop over one of these days. You know, that could be part of the repertoire. Now, we've got to tease you a little bit here. So Bill gets into the station, right, and he said, oh, I forgot my phone again. And I got to thinking, you know, you're like a fine wine. You're actually getting better with age. You forgot your phone on purpose because when you're coming to do a radio interview,
that's right.
You don't want to bring your phone because there's a chance it's going to ring. Someone's
that's right.
Going to try and get
that's
a
what
of
I was thinking. No yeah. question. If I was thinking, but no, I think. Thank you for that. It's you know this, Bull. It's always the people. What makes it everything happen, and whether, you know, it's our staff or our board, certainly our donors and volunteers. Boy, I've just met some amazing people. In my previous work, I really didn't have reason to be that involved with the business community, with the corporate community, and this job has really given me that opportunity. And, you know, we've just met, we know some amazing people out there that it's really become more than just our supporters. You know, they're really our friends, and we look up to them a lot and learn a lot from them, too. So I've been so impressed with those business leaders and what they do.
Certainly makes the job a heck of a lot simpler, doesn't
it?
Oh,
no
question.
When you like
the people you work with, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Couple more quick questions for you here, because anytime I hear retirement, I think, okay, at what point do the wheels start spinning, and do you think about retirement? Like, at what point did it come into your mind, you know, maybe this is the right time? Because I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. You know, when is the right time to retire?
Right, right. Well, you know, for me, obviously there's the financial piece. You got to get that in order. And my wife and I have had a plan for a while. And my daughter got married in 2017. So we kind of got that done. And so the kids are all set. And then I think also my wife retired in 2010. She was a special education teacher for 30 years, and you know, she's my best friend. I want to spend time with her, and this job, as Ryan pointed out, it's a lot of hours, a lot of time, and she's been very patient and kind of waiting, and we have plans of what we'd like to do together. You know, I've got hobbies. I certainly will volunteer a lot in the community. Not just in case anybody's listening, and I'm sure there are, no boards, you know, no jobs as an executive director or anything like it. But, you know, just behind the scenes, doing what I can to, you know, move things forward and help people really out of the spotlight, helping people from behind the scenes.
Well, and here's the final question for you, because I'm dying to know, as a guy who may never retire, and, you know, for guys like Ryan and I, who are probably, I don't know, 30, 40 years away from retirement, I can't speak for you. I'm just taking a wild guess there. We're close to the same age, so I'm guessing if things go the way we expect, we're talking 3-4 decades down the road. What do you want to do with retirement? Like, what do you plan to do with retirement area? Yep. You mentioned you're going to volunteer.
Right.
Because I think, you know, in your line of work, it's tough to totally step away.
Right.
But what are some things that you would like to do with retirement?
Well, as we were talking earlier, Bull, I taught part-time at Bowling Green State University in the social work department. That was earlier in my career, 84 to 94. And I wouldn't mind doing that if there were opportunities to interact with younger social workers and kind of help them with their career. I can certainly do that. I do like to build things and work around the house. I do that sort of thing. I've got a 1927 Model T pickup in my garage that my dad and I restored when I was a little kid, and I'm going to get that going again. So I've got a number of projects in the works, and so those are the types of things I want to do. And beyond that, you know, it's been nose to the grindstone now for it'll be 43 years by the time I'm done. It's like just time to just take a little bit of time out, let the air clear a little bit, and see what opportunities are there. I'm sure there'll be opportunities to help out.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, I think the cool thing, too, is there are always going to be responsibilities, even if you're retired, but
right.
You don't have to answer the alarm clock every morning, right?
That's
it's those
right.
Tiny little battles, right? You don't have to battle in retirement.
Don't have to battle that. And, you know, both my wife and I are very physically active, so having the opportunity to do those things, not at 4:30 in the morning, but maybe, like you say, at 8 o'clock in the morning. It'll be great, and looking forward to that. I'm sure there'll be some transition there. I'll certainly miss like crazy all the people that I get to work with, and all that. But it's just it's another phase of life. You know, some people call it elderhood. You know, you've had your adolescence, your childhood, you've had your adulthood, now moving into elderhood, and it's good. It's just part of life, and we'll make the best of it.
Supposed to be one of the best steps of life, right?
I think so. It should be.
Yeah.
And so we're about making it that.
Good stuff. Well, Ryan, Bill, thank you guys so much for coming in studio. A lot of fun as always. Even though you're retiring, we'll still see quite a bit of you.
I hope so.
You're stuck with us. You're going to have to deal with us quite a bit.
I think I put Vanilla Ice in retirement, but we'll see what we can come up with.
Yeah, I'll have to have something to replace that with, right. You know, or some variation of that. Something unique. I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah. That's a Hall of Fame costume. There's no question
There's no question.
Yeah. You wore that extraordinary.
I think it was more that people didn't know. They didn't understand what you were peddling there.
There were some young people who didn't know who Vanilla Ice was, which was disappointing.
And like, I didn't know it was you because, you know, Katie and Kat are out there at the Zero Proof Mix-Off. They're looking for guests to bring in and bring on the show. And, you know, the next thing I know, I look up and Douglas starts laughing. He's like, look. I'm like, what? Whoa, wait, that's Ryan Aroni. I don't know who that was. I thought I was staring at Vanilla Ice. Yeah, it was great stuff. It was great, great stuff. Well, Bill, congratulations.
Thanks, Andy.
On the retirement announcement.
Yes, sir.
You're not retiring for a while. So
no.
We'll
be around for a while.
Absolutely. But thank you guys both again for coming in.
Thanks, Will.
My pleasure.
All righty. Again, that's Bill Harper and Ryan Aroni with United Way of Greater Lorain County joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the announcement made that Bill Harper is going to retire on November 27th. We need to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.